Where will I put my kayak?
And we'd be very happy at the Casaloma site as it exists today. No! Good grief, that place needs such a shake-up, and it could be such a treasure in this town. You know, this town, one of the problems is we've got a lot of sort of cool high-end art museums and places where you can go visit dishes and shoes. But when it comes to sites where you can walk into a building, for example, and just try and experience some Toronto history, there's all these artisanal little places. You know, there's one across the street from the center, there's the other one on the corner of Queen and University, but there are these places where, I won't speak out of turn, but you probably pay $5 or $10 and you go in and wander around for 5 minutes and there's a woman there with a bonnet who says good morning and you go, thanks a lot, that was great, nice loom. You know, how many other places are there castles? You've probably watched that television show called Castles of America, but you can't spend all your time wandering around in the Connecticut countryside looking for the place where the Astors used to live. But here in the heart of our city, we have a castle. It should be this fantastic tourist draw, and instead it's this tremendous disappointment. James is calling from Etobicoke. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there, I'm okay. Still there, James? Oh, somebody pushed the wrong button. You're back.
Yeah, hi. I agree with you. I've never been to Casaloma because I've been disappointed far too many times by visiting these so-called heritage sites. But if somebody's willing to purchase it and restore it and make something out of it, why not? It's a good idea.
Yeah, and we can always exert a degree of control over what they do. We do it in the public trust. As a matter of fact, we have on the line the great-niece of Sir Henry Pellet. That would be Trelawney Howell. Of course, Sir Henry Pellet built Casaloma from 1911 to 1924. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I understand you're not particularly happy with the city re-upping with the Kiwanis people either.
I'm appalled at what's gone on. I've spent 3 years, and I've put together a website of that 3 years of press trying to fight this issue, and it's called casalomatrust.ca. It's just very, very upsetting that this would happen, and I'm hoping that everybody will fight and all the media will get on board on this and get an investigation going as to why this can't be an open tender process, open to anybody to have the opportunity to lease the premises, and why they've been kept it undercover and had in-camera sessions to extend the lease and now open a 20-year lease. It's absolutely appalling. It's totally undemocratic.
Now, I know you have your own idea for the site, which is an environmental center, or what exactly would it be?
Well, I just thought that in order to get the funding from the three levels of government, and not at the moment the castle has $20 million invested from the city, so whatever they're taking as a fee, which is really only 7% of the venues, they're putting into the restoration of the castle. Anyone else taking that on would be, like they do with Liberty Grand and so on, it would be paid for by the lessee. It's not the case with Kiwanis Club. They've had this cash cow, and it's at the taxpayer's expense. If it's put into an environmental center, it just means that when the school kids, who it's part of their mandatory when they're 10 years old, it's part of their school system to go there, and all the tourists and so on go there, why not pipe our own horn sort of thing and show it as our green plan and our environmental center and show how you can retrofit the heating system, like there's no air conditioning there, so show a retrofit of air conditioning.